Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of this sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that about 75% of the disengagement issues at the Line of Actual Control, LSE, with China have been resolved. Speaking at a Global Center for Security Policy in Geneva yesterday, Jaishankar emphasized that the Galwan Valley clash on June 2020 had a profound impact on India-China relations. He further pointed out that violence at the border cannot be isolated from the border relationship between the two countries. MLA Dr. Tsilheto Addo Rutso said that Dubashis play an important role in preservation of the customary laws and practices of the Naga people. Speaking at a program of Kohima District Dubashi Association in Jakhama yesterday, he asserted that the service of Dubashis is unique as they perform the duties by assisting the district administration, the police force, and they also act as a judge in the DB's court. STO Civil Jakhama Nokbai Gonyak said Dubashis are the backbone of district administration. Nagaland Village Guards of Noklak Village celebrated its Golden Jubilee on September 11 at Noklak Village Guard Post. The celebration marked the dedication of its service to the nation by guarding the borders and maintaining law and order. Special guest MLAP Longon reflected on the history of the village guards and the challenges faced during their early years. He lauded the village guards for their exemplary service and urged them to continue their invaluable services to the state. STO Civil Noklak Vikoto Richa acknowledged the role of village guards as the backbone of the district administration. He called on them to maintain their loyalty and dedication. Commandant of Noklak Village Guards, Twensang, Mungo Yangchu, emphasized the importance of training the Nagaland Village Guards, particularly on the new criminal laws, suggesting village-based training for easier access. Earlier, P. Longan unveiled the Jubilee Monolith and launched the souvenir, which was dedicated by the Literature and Education Secretary, Kumingan Baptist Churches Association, Munno. On the occasion, tributes were also paid to the pioneers of the village guards. CBIM General Secretary Sitaraman Yechuri passed away yesterday after a prolonged illness. The 72-year-old veteran leader breathed his last at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi. He had been on respiratory support over the past few days. A statement from CPIM said that on Saturday, the body of Yechuri will be kept at the party's headquarters, AK Gopalan Pawan, Gole Market, New Delhi, for public viewing and paying homage between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed grief over the demise of CPIM General Secretary Sitaraman Yechuri. Jumukidima District Administration, in a revised traffic advisory, has informed all traffic through Jumukidima Town, Old Jekkate, to New Jumukidima via Old Jumukidima Village Road will remain closed from today from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. till further notice. During the closure period, all travellers of light motor vehicles only from Jumukidima to Kohima and vice versa have been advised to take alternative routes from 7th Mile, Pimla, Mainamsi, Metsifema, Kohima and Newland, Kohima via Kotovi, Jatima. In view of the ongoing maintenance works, all commuters are advised to exercise caution and plan the journey accordingly, it added. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.